You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday evening's action in Dundalk. Again, we have two meetings on the Irish All Weather this week. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
Yeah, pretty good, yeah. Pretty good.
Good man. Yeah, pretty good indeed. You must be enjoying this at the moment. Two Dundalks a week.
I know. Spoiling us, aren't they?
Yeah. What do you make of tonight?
I think it's a fair card. I would say it would normally be a disappointing card, numerically and quality-wise, if there wasn't two strong bets on the card this evening. So that's why it makes it a little bit more exciting for me anyway, personally.
All right, good stuff. We'll find out what those are as we trudge our way through the card. But the first race is the 6.05. We start here with a 6-furlong handicap for three-year-olds and older, rated 47. 65. Acralina heads the market at 4-1. 13-2 for National Service. Virile is 8-1, as is Tribal Path. Tithonus is another 8. 10-1 for Brizzolini. Miss Temple also 10s, but that one's a reserve. Twists and Turns is 12-1, as is Well Done Me, another reserve, and 40-1. Or bigger prices for the others. What do you make of the 6.05?
Yeah, this is the most difficult race to unravel on the card, Mark, without a shadow of a doubt. They're going to bet 4-1 the field, I imagine, on the off. And you could fancy pretty much anything in this race, apart from those arguably that have got a wide draw to overcome. We'll deal with those in a second. But no great surprise to see Acralina, head of the market. She's a real stalwart here for Connections. Hardly ever runs a bad race here at Dundalk. Probably her best trip, in all fairness, is 5 furlongs, but she has won over 6, including last time out at Laytown, and she's got plenty of backcast over this distance as well. Well drawn, Pat Smullen gets on really well with her, and she's had a little bit of a break as well after that run on the beach. So if she's on her A game after that little layoff, then she's probably the one to beat on balance. But there are plenty of others that you could fancy in this race at slightly bigger odds, and one of those mentioned is Titanus from the Dennis Hogan stable. You are going really well at the moment. Although this gelding hasn't won a race yet in 12 starts, he has most notably run quite a few of his best races here at Dundalk. He seems to find this surface to his liking, and he certainly gave warning that he's about to strike sooner rather than later with an excellent run here last time out over this course and distance behind Hatton Cross. Of course, went into the race in good form and defied a very high draw. That was Titanus's first run for quite a while over 6 furlongs, and that experiment seemed to work. Prior to that, he'd been running over a mile and not quite getting the trip, but they gave him a really aggressive ride the night, and that almost paid off. He just did probably a little bit too much too early in that race to enable him to last out that day. He was stuck out wide early on. He couldn't quite get the cover he wanted, and therefore Shami Heffernan had to kick on sooner rather than he would have desired. But much better draw tonight. Hopefully he'll get a better run through. And then with that good combination of speed and stamina in his locker, at 8-1, I suggest we have a few quid on Titanus.
Each way selection for Andy then in the opening race. The second race is the 6.35. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms median auction filly's maiden over 7 furlongs. Twin Falls heads the market at 4-7. 4-1 for Scatterling. Cafe Nervosa is 12-1. 16s for Any Time and Whitethorn. And 20-1 are bigger prices for the others. We'll start with Twin Falls here, Andy. A couple of runner-up efforts at Nace and the Curra, and also a rather ambitious tilt at the Lowther this season as well. So at 4-7 at the top of the market, do you think Twin Falls is the one to beat?
Yeah, I do, because normally you get several big stables running in these races. We haven't got that here. So we've got a fairly straightforward-looking contest on a plate here for Johnny Lemons's filly, and she should really, in theory, take advantage of it. The only slight negative I could see is the draw, but with her experience, and her qualities, she should be able to overcome that quite comfortably here. As you say, the fact that connections went towards the Lowther Group to York in the thick end of the season suggests, I think, quite a bit of her. And she ran really well on her last start when we saw her at the Curragh in a very competitive maiden, won by Dermot Wells Raimondo, who's been talked upon as a possible pattern filly for next season. The times of her races are very good as well, and that is very much not the case with quite a few of our rivals here, been running in slowly run and convincing races. So at 4-7, top price for William Hill, well, I think that's going to go quite quickly. I think this horse will probably go off even shorter than that. And along with Facade here tonight, who we'll touch upon later on in the card, looks one for the short price punters here.
Twin Falls to confirm favouritism in the 6:35 then. The 7:05 is race 3 in the card. This is a race for 3-year-olds and older that at entry are rated 80 or less. It's over 7 furlongs. And Hatal Nasser is the 11-4 favourite, supported from 3-1 this morning. 3-1 for Chicago Fall. Kodiak's Back is 100-30. 13-2 for My Good Brother. Nancy Astor is 7-1. 12 for Northern Surprise. And Red Lion Rock, the outsider of the field, at 16-1. I happen to know it's nap time for you, Andy, so tell us why.
Yeah, very keen on Mickey Halford's Hatal Nasser. I quite like him as a horse. I think he's tailor-made for this all-weather surface. And that's certainly backed up by his two career victories so far today. Coming here at Dundalk, won over 7 furlongs when he landed his maiden. And the other two starts ago when he won a competitive handicap, making all the running, of course, in the hands of tonight's pilot as well, Conor McGovern, who gets on really well with this 3-year-old. And I think he's got every chance, if he can get to the front, of doing exactly the same again here tonight, i.e. making all the running. He didn't quite get to the front as connections would have desired here last week, last Friday, when he ran in one of the hottest races I've got on the figures run so far here at the Dundalk Carnival. They went an absolute blistering gallop, and they maintained it all the way down the lane. So I think Hatal Nasser's performance there has to be upgraded, considering he came from some way back in the field, which is not normally his run style. And he also challenged up the inside, which at the moment at Dundalk is the slowest part of the track, particularly as the nights are going on there. Into the card they go, the more chance you've got if you come down the centre of the track. So all the combination of those factors there, they're dropping back to 7 furlongs. He's drawn stall 1. If you can just kick him in the belly and get him into the lead from stall 1 in the early stages, I can't see how the others are going to peg this horse back, because he's the fastest horse I've got on my figures. So it's just a case of him breaking, getting to the front, dictating, and hopefully he'll bring home the booty for us here tonight. 11-4 with William Hill. That race rates a really first-class bet.
Hatal Nasser then, the nap selection for Andy in the 7:05. The 7:35 is the fourth race on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile, a nursery handicap over a mile. So it's for the 2-year-olds, 3 of them in the lineup here. And 5-4 joint favourites, Dodgy Bingo and Zigzag, both 5-4 at the top of the market. Hint of Frost is 5-1. So low in numbers, Andy. Who would you like in the 7:35?
Yeah, it's going to be messy, this race, isn't it? 3 runners. None of them have made the running before. So tactics is very much going to be the key component to finding out who's going to win this race. I'd probably have to go for Dodgy Bingo, just because I think he's the most unexposed and he might just have the most improvement. The other two are okay, but they haven't shown a great deal. They're both sort of similar kind of horses on the evidence of what we've just seen lately. They're both finished sort of mid-div in their maiden stroke nurseries, respectively. Like I said, they just look okay without anything being anything special. And the Dodgy Bingo, you could argue he might have won with a better run 2 starts ago in Roscommon, when he was staying on quite strongly but didn't get a clear run in the latter part of the race. He then got beat by a nice horse of Ger Lyons's called Rearbird down in Down Royal. Amazing, we haven't seen him since. Not sure what the problem has been with Narmid's charge, but if all things are okay after his layoff, then he should really be good enough to take this contest, because the other two are just okay without anything special. So Dodgy Bingo, almost like a process of elimination selection there in the 7:35.
Dodgy Bingo, the selection for Andy in the 7:35. Then onto the 8:05 next. This is a Big Bad Bob Filly's maiden. It's over a mile, and the market headed by Facade, who's very short, 4-9. At the top of the market. 6-1 for Eagle Valley. Primal Snow is 10-1. 11-1 for Lady Fandango. Perfect Fit is 14s. And 25-1 are bigger prices for the others. We'll start with Aidan O'Brien's filly here, Facade, Andy. She has only had one run in 2015, and it was a second in listed company. So that form stands out here, doesn't it?
It does, by a mile, yeah. I mean, she should be taking this, really. It'd be a disappointment to Connections if she doesn't land the maiden. That's probably what they're looking for now. She's going to be very expensive when she goes to the paddocks, and they want to get a victory under her belt. And this really should be a fairly straightforward task for Fassard, given that she's run really well in some very good maidens to start off with, and more noticeably in a very good listed race here the last day on her Dundalk debut. That was behind Sir Mark Prescott's Don't Be, who, to be fair, didn't run all that badly next time out at Lingfield in a very hot race behind Let's Go. She didn't probably get the cleavage to run through that day, which ultimately led to her downfall. But, you know, that race at Dundalk on the 30th of October was full of informed fillies. I actually tipped the third horse that day back on top, and she's certainly now back number. And with the main danger here looking to be Eagle Valley, who was only rated 70 compared to Fassard's 89, it just tells you the golfing class here, really. And it'd be a big disappointment, a bitter blow to Connections if she doesn't win. If you're looking to perhaps bet without the favourite here, and some will obviously look towards that exotic bet as an alternative, then maybe Lady Fandango could certainly run okay in that particular department. She was a bit of an eye-catcher first time out, and then ran really well behind Milena here on the 6th of November. The race at Eagle Valley was second in, but I've got a feeling she could turn the form around with Tracy Collins' charge. But it is all about Fassard, really. She should really take this. As I said, Lady Fandango is the bet without the favourite.
All right, a couple of options there in the 8.05. The 8.35 is race 6 on the card, and this one is a handicap over a mile. The market's headed by Exceli and Mayakoba, who are 9-2 joint favourites this morning. Money for Mascoon in opposition, though, 8-1 into 13-2. 7-1 for Dove Mountain, Cannon Law 8s with Chatterton. 9-1 for Manarov. Rose Angel is now 11-1, having touched 14s earlier on in the day. 14-1 for Nadira and Athluman Cottage, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the other three. Quite an open race this one, Andy. Who do you like in the 8.35?
Well, the market this morning likes Mayakoba, doesn't it? Incredible gamble, really. Certainly caught me unawares. Has run quite well here at Dundalk before, but nothing to suggest that we want to be tipping this horse up at 4-1, 7-2. I could certainly see the each way support for Mascoon. I do quite like him. I mean, he's got loads of back class here. He's chucked in here off his old mark. I mean, he used to be in the mid-80s when trained by Kevin Prendergast. He's been on a bit of a slippery slope so far this summer, but his last two runs here at Dundalk haven't been too bad so far this all-weather campaign. So he's definitely got a chance. He comes out quite well on the figures. But I'm going to go with Dove Mountain here from the Gordon Elliott stable. I'm not sure about the pilot. That's any slight negative I've got. Megan D'Souza Warren, what a great name that is. Well, hopefully she can ride a bit. This horse ran really well at Wolverhampton last time out. Came from a long, long way back in the hands of Tom Queeley. Was a slow beginner and didn't look in the greatest. The positions turning for home, but then charged home up the straight. So much so that he did 23 and change off the corner, which is quite an exceptional time for a horse, any horse at Wolverhampton, let alone a mile horse of this grade. So obviously this horse has got a good, decent turn of foot, went on song. The mile seems to be the trip that this horse is better at. And it's got a decent draw as well tonight. So Dove Mountain each way, 7-1 will do for me in the 8.35.
Each way pick for Andy then in the 8.35. And on to the final race of the evening, the 9.05. We finish here with a handicap over a mile and a quarter. And Milana heads the market at 11-4, supported from 4-1 this morning. Jacob's Well also 11-4, so joint favourites at the time of recording this. Automated is 4-1, 8-1 for Political Policy, 9s for Maurice and Brosnan, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, I'm a colossal fan of this Milana from the James Barrett stable. I've had my eye on her for a long, long time, has been a bit of a money spinner, and Connections seem to have settled for running here at Dundalk throughout the winter as well, which is great for us on the podcast because we get a chance to have a few touches with her. And I'm sure that she'll run a race here tonight, and I think she's quite well handicapped as well of what I've seen anyway. She was a good second behind a lovely horse of Ger Lyons in a hot maiden at the Curragh called Synopsis. That time of the race was really good, and the form has worked out exceptionally well subsequently. Connections then decided to dip their toe into Pattern Company, such is the regard that they have for this filly by Camacho on the 16th of October. And although she only finished 7th of the 8th, she certainly wasn't disgraced in getting beaten 6 lengths by Firefighting. She was actually doing all her best work in the end in what turned out to be a fairly slowly run tactical race. And then in a more evenly run contest, she finally broke her maiden here last time out when powering clear in the latter stages, doing a good sectional time from three out. And I love the way she went through the line. She looked as though she was getting better as the race developed. And I actually put down on my notes that day that this horse is an 80/85 filly on the ratings. But the handicap has actually left her alone. She went into that race rated 76, and she runs here off her first handicap off 76. So there's a good bit of potential for this filly to improve significantly on what she's already done. Certainly, this looks a competitive enough race for her here, but I don't think there's anything to be too scared of based on my numbers anyway. So I could certainly see why there's good money for her here tonight, including my own. So I'll put my money where my mouth is with Milena, and suggest you follow me in.
Strong vote from Andy then in the lucky last. Let's just have a bit of a summary, Andy, as usual, if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, not that many bets on the card tonight, but the two that I've got earmarked are very strong, so hopefully they'll get us through what could be a tricky evening. Beginning with the first race, the 6.05, I'll go with Dennis Hogan's Titness each way. Twin Falls should win the 6.35, and I suggest you put that one in a win double with Facade in the 8.05. My best bet on the card is Hatal Nasser in the 7.05. He comes out of a very hot race here on the figures 5 days ago, and if he gets to the front, it could be hard to beat. Dodgy Bingo is the nominal choice in the 7.35. 8.35, Dove Mountain posted quite a good sectional time last time out at Wolverhampton from the 2 furlong pole. So that suggests to me that he's in good form, and I'll take him to win the mile handicap. In the final race, Milena is the second of my really strong bets on the card. Got a funny feeling this horse is very well handicapped, so let's keep our fingers crossed.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy at Dundalk tonight.
Will do. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.